Welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to drive remarkable results. Hi, I'm Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody with the John Maxwell Company. Welcome and thank you for joining. Just as a quick reminder before we get started, if you'd like to learn more about the five levels of leadership and the model that John developed and how that may help your organization in regards to developing your leaders, culture, and a common language around leadership, please visit johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. You can also leave a comment or a question that you may have for Perry and I that we could address on a future podcast there. So please feel free to visit that website and leave us some information. Well, this is interesting, today's topic, and we joke about this every time we get started. What I love about today, though, is Perry and I were actually on a call with a client.
Yep.
And we were having a conversation around some different leadership issues and some things, and Perry made a statement, which is today's title, and I sent him an email later. And I think he was more excited about the fact that someone was actually listening to what Perry said on the call, more than the fact that we were now going to make this the next title of our podcast. But I absolutely love this, and we had a great conversation about it, and hopefully this will add value to you today. So today's topic is, are you telling, teaching, or coaching? Perry, take us away.
Well, it came from real life. We do a lot of coaching. We have a lot of clients, So we coach. And I just realized one day that I tend to, when I was early in my career, do a lot of telling people what to do. And I think as a parent, as a leader, right. I tell. And then as I grew a little bit, I have a natural tendency to teach, and I like that. But I found that telling is really about you. It's about all about mm-hmm. you just dumping on someone. Teaching is also about you. It's about me. I'm teaching you something, and it generally tends to be one way. But coaching, if I could gravitate to coaching, it really makes it more about you. It invites you into the conversation. And I kind of look at how – is there a time to tell? For sure. And teach? Absolutely. But yeah. I kind of called it my 80-10-10, which was I would like to get to where I can do 80% coaching as a leader. There's going to be a teaching moments, and there's definitely going to be telling moments. But if being aware of that and how I apply that in my leadership communication style – tends to help with driving engagement, buy-in, and commitment from team members when they feel like it's about more about them and your value that you place on them.
Yeah. So you said 80%. You're 80-10-10. Okay. So 80% really is kind of coaching. So then you have the other 10%, which is really kind of the teaching. 10% is telling. That's kind of your mindset as a leader, if I'm hearing you correctly, right. Which is everybody, I love the fact we always kind of somehow or another fall back to – in John's world, 5 points this or the Pareto principle 80-20. But this is the 80-10-10. John has almost a 10-80-10 principle. But here, right, I think it's interesting because I don't know that would be how our leaders that are listening really think about how they're leading their people. I don't think it is the whole 10-10-80. And having something simple like this for us to shoot for when we're thinking about communicating and leading our team, that we need to be in that mindset, I think it's powerful, and I think it's true. Because if I think through my leadership right now, I don't know that I'm in that 10-10-80. So let's unpack a little bit the two 10s, and then we'll get to the 80, and hopefully give them some takeaways today that may help them through this process.
Well, is there a time to tell? I think that's the 10%. I think 10% might be a bit high if you really want to be a really effective leader. But there are times it's part of my communication style. It's occasionally necessary. I want to make it my style of last resort if I could. I always want to start with, is this a coaching moment? I'm also thinking about, as a parent, thinking about my, I can easily.
Because I said so.
Yeah, because I'm a telling moment. But could I start with coaching and work my way back? Is this a teaching moment or is this a telling moment to do that? Telling someone what to do really leverages my title or my position. Yeah. We call it level one in the five levels.
That's right.
It can easily lead to disengaging team members if it's done too much. People do not, in general, like to be told what to do.
Yeah.
But I know there's times when you need to.
And there will be times. And it'll be, it's funny, I was with an organization last week, and we were talking about the five levels of leadership just as a model, as a whole. And after we got done doing a little bit of the overview, one of the leaders raised his hands and said, but there are times that I'm just going to have to tell them. And I said, absolutely, that is so true. I said, I'm only showing you the model today as kind of a stair step, but it is a robust, it is a very fluid, it's a conversation, it's a common language, it's a common thought around how we define leadership. And I told him, I said, you will probably need to use level one, the authority of, because my title says so, maybe 3, 4, maybe 5 times a year. But if you have done the levels well, right? John says the higher you go in the levels, the easier it is to lead. The trust will be there. And so they're not going to question the fact that Perry's coming in with a ruler, and he is basically just telling me this without having trust with you. So, but I don't think if you don't work your way through the levels and build the foundation and get to a point where you can do that, you're absolutely right. If you're just in a telling mode, which one of the things that breaks my heart is I think a lot of leaders that we work with, we won't use a percentage today because some people might not, they might, you know, if they're driving a car, might drive off the road, they might not believe us. But most of them just stay right here at level one, and all they're doing is telling their team. And I think if you're in that telling mode, there's no doubt that it reduces long-term morale and engagement. And the other thing I thought about was, listen, if you're going to be a leader that all you do is tell, you better have the skill set to back up what you're telling them to do, because then they're just going to completely discount your credibility because they're like, Perry has no earthly idea how to do that. And he's sitting here telling me 80% of the time what to do. And so I, when you were talking about that, it made me think about, I want people to understand that this five levels of leadership model and the language that you're using and the thought process, there are times you're going to have to come back and you're just going to be, I got to go level one on you right here. But if you do it right, there'll be trust.
That's why I say, don't make me go level one on you.
Yeah, that's right. Don't make me bow up.
But that's the common language. Now I know what that means.
That's right. There you go. Yeah.
All right. The second one, the second 10% was, when do you teach? And you might be thinking, if teaching sounds pretty good, is 10% a little low for that? It really sounds positive. But I think that teaching can also lead to lower engagement and poor results because it's really focused on me. It's about me showing off or you know, I know what you don't, and yeah. I can have that attitude. Although I do think there's a great time for teaching. When you focus on teaching as a communication style, though, I think you're making it really about what I think and what I know. While it may be valuable in certain situations,
absolutely.
I also want to think about that in the back of my mind, the coaching piece, but I think others resign to listening to you, or you hope they're listening to you, and you hope they put that lesson to work in their job versus is this a teaching moment or a coaching moment is really the debate I have. And I'll tell you, this came out of my coaching work. I find I am naturally, I love teaching. I
yes,
love being in
do.
Front of a room. I love mixing it up with people, but I can do that on a coaching call, and I do that. My communication style is I revert to teaching. And people just kind of, we call it stepping up, stepping back. I'm stepping up.
Right.
They're stepping back.
Yeah, that's right. And I think we did a lesson, too, even around that. You talked about the whole, are you stepping up or stepping back as a leader? Are you a genius or are you a genius maker?
Right.
Which
right.
we referred to the Liz Wiseman and multipliers. So, so let me go back to this, though, because I think you're right. I think when it comes to teaching, here's one of the things that the experience that we have and the organizations we get to work with, when you look at when you become into a teaching mode, it is this almost one-way communication style. And there are times when there's a new process you need to implement, when there's a new strategy, when you need to communicate something, you're in this teaching mode, but you don't really then receive the feedback. There's really no facilitation. And it's one of those things where they're going to, at times, you're going to have to teach, and this is the direction that I want to teach, is a skill set I want to teach you. But we got to make sure that we just don't stay in that mode. It's like, it's to me, it has a little bit of a positive, more of a positive feel than the whole telling side of things, but there's still no interaction with your team. And you're going to get buy-in from your team when you allow them to interact and when you allow them to kind of speak into the process of it. So, while I like the teaching side of things more than telling, I think there is a place for telling, there is a place for teaching, but we got to move to this 80% when we're just in a coaching mode as a leader.
Right. Well, I find this is a tough one for me personally, the going between coaching and teaching. I know in my head, intellectually, I should be coaching because it draws the person more into it. But I feel like I add more value when I'm teaching because I've taken a lot of time to learn stuff, and I want you to know what I know.
Yeah, okay, that's right.
Not a good motive.
How smart Perry is.
It's not a good long-term approach. It really causes that sitting back. People, I just notice when I teach, people sit back and listen. They like what I'm saying. They listen. But they're not involved, and I'm thinking about the law of buy-in, and they're not really bought in. They're just, there's no why to it. It's just that's what Perry thinks.
Yeah, and so here's the thing: when you talked about that gap that you've got to go from teaching to coaching, or how do you leap from that one to the other? Because as you said, from a teaching standpoint, you feel good, right? You're sharing what you know. I'll never forget one of the things I heard John say one time that. When he gets ready to go speak to an organization, to a crowd, whether it's 20 people, whether it's 20,000, what he's got in his mindset is not what he needs to tell them. It's what do they need to hear, right? And so then if you use that as a basis, the only way to really know what they need to hear is to get into the mode of asking questions, which leads us to this whole coaching process, right?
Yeah.
And while... in today's age, right, we want the answers now. We want to communicate faster. We want to, that's the power of a common language, to be able to efficiently communicate with the five levels inside organizations. And when you go into a coaching mode at times, this is this level four mindset. It is slow. Sometimes it consumes more of your time on the front end. You got to kind of like, as a leader, you feel like you're pulling out information that you already know. Right, and you're trying to get them to a point to where you're investing in them in a way that engages them in the process, and trying to get them to a place to where you know they need to be. Because as leaders, you need to believe in your team more than they believe in themselves. You need to see further. And I know John mentions this as saying go slower so that you can go further, right? Or slow down so you can kind of speed up later. And I think as you create this dialogue and the communication and the connection with them, just by asking questions and in a coaching mode, you will increase your level of influence with your team.
Right. Well, I just had this recently I noticed, because I'm becoming more aware of this topic, I'm thinking about it, that I'm on a coaching call, and when you're teaching something, people then could ask questions. They like that. They start to pull me more into the teaching mode. I got a question the other day. Hey, what do you think about this? It was a group call, so I had a whole group of people, and thinking, what do you think about this? And I said, they're baiting me into a teaching moment.
Don't do it.
Yeah. But I do have. I go, Perry, what do you think? And I go, okay, you know me long enough to know I definitely have a point of view, and I'm gonna share it. However, what do you think? And I started turning it around to say, let me hear your points. That's my point about being a coaching leader, is that I really engage my team members in the process.
Yeah.
And I tap into their knowledge and experience and kind of draw them into it before I share mine. We had one guy that executive I worked with at IBM that would always come in, okay, here's what I think. He'd share it. Then he'd go, now what do you think? And everybody's quiet. Yeah. We kind of leaned into him and said, next time say, hey, what do you think? And then share what you think. Get people into it first. Invite them to own the challenge that you're trying to solve, and then multiply their capabilities back to the multiplier. Multiply their capabilities by allowing them to think, solve, and own the problem.
Yeah,
and that's absolutely what coaching does to me. And I wonder what you think about why do leaders struggle with that?
So I think by nature, right? We don't want at all to act like we don't know what we're doing. We don't know the situation. We don't want to feel like there's someone on our team that may have a different answer, or we don't even know the answer, right? So we just want to tell, or we want to teach. And I just think naturally, the higher you go in leadership position-wise, not influence-wise on the five levels model, you just feel like you need to make sure that you state your value. And let me just tell you, or let me teach you, versus acting like I don't know the answer. I coach you through and ask questions where we bring out the answer. We're like, oh man, Perry, that's it right there. And then as a leader, we're like, when Perry leaves the room, is Perry going, I can't believe Chris did not have any earthly idea how to do this, right? And so we fear that. I think we absolutely fear that. And so as we wrap up today, there's a couple of things that I just want to, as we're thinking about this, that I want to kind of just bring to your attention, just kind of maybe put a little bit of a bow around it. listen, we were promoted into a leadership position because we were able to solve problems. We were an individual contributor. We were killing our KPIs. We were able to execute. All those different things allowed us to get to this point to where we are now leading people or a team or a unit. And I think we have to have this mindset behavioral shift in, John calls it in leadership, going from the soloist to the conductor mode, right? And a lot of us get into this leadership position and we still want to like keep our hands around everything. We want to be the soloist. We want to tell people, we want to teach, whatever. So I think as leaders, what we need to do is make sure that we bridge the gap from what they know to where we need them to be. So going back to the fact that we know more than they do, right? We see further than they do. We believe in them more than they do. We've got to help them bridge that gap. And the only way to do that is through the coaching process, through the process of asking questions. And so I think you'll improve your team performance, your engagement level, the connection with them, if you'll just put your coaching hat on more than your telling hat.
I totally agree. I think that coaching, what I'm learning is the coaching takes us a lot further, a lot more buy-in, a lot more engagement. Teaching's great, telling works, but it doesn't have the long-term effects that a coaching conversation does. Well, thanks, Chris. Great input. Just as a reminder, if you want to learn more about the five levels of leadership or leave us a question or a comment, you can always find us at johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. Also a learner guide there for you on this lesson if you want to take notes and follow along with us there. As always, we're grateful for you joining us here. This is the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.